Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly from Seaman High School with the KWCA podcast. In February of 2014, the Kansas wrestling community mourned the death of one of the most respected coaches in its ranks when Jeff Giles of Minneapolis collapsed at a tournament in Phillipsburg. He passed away 3 days later after being airlifted to Wichita Hospital. Giles was a pillar in the Minneapolis community. He was a head high school football coach, a junior and senior high wrestling coach, and also coached at the junior and senior high in track and field. He began teaching and coaching in the Minneapolis School District in 1987. Coach Giles was dedicated to the coaching and teaching profession, was committed husband of nearly 25 years to his wife Dina, and loving father to their three daughters. Coach Giles will be posthumously inducted into the KWCA Hall of Fame on Saturday when the 2019 KWCA Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic concludes with its annual banquet. With us on the line is Dina Giles, who will be accepting the Hall of Fame award. Mrs. Giles, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So your husband was respected across the state in the wrestling community, and I imagine in the football and track and field community as well. What does it mean to you that he's being recognized with the highest honor that the Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association sponsors?
It really means a lot. I know that Jeff always was very interested in the banquet and just the Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association and all that they do, and had a lot of respect for many other coaches that went on to be Hall of Fame inductees. And I think he would have been very, very honored to have this presented to him.
So from football in the fall to wrestling in the winter and track and field in the spring, he was all in when it came to his coaching duties at Minneapolis Junior and Senior High. What was it like for you and your daughters in supporting him, especially during the height of the sports seasons?
It was interesting because other than track and field, which he coached when I met him, he was already coaching it. And then when we had three daughters, and that was basically the only thing he coached that they were involved in, everything else at that time were just male sports. So the girls and I just pretty much followed him everywhere, went to football games, and were in many wrestling gyms across the state. So you're very correct in saying he was all in. He was just super involved in his coaching, always wanted to cover all of his bases and do that well. The girls and I kind of did our own thing sometimes because when they were younger, they did gymnastics, which I actually coached gymnastics for a while, kind of did stuff with the girls, but we always, until they got older, we still made it to his tournament and other things that he coached and just kind of were his biggest fan.
Okay, I had only one opportunity to meet your husband. It was at the Acacia Coaching School a few years back in Topeka. And as I recall, you were also part of that presentation explaining the conditioning program that was used with the wrestling team. I understand that you are also a teacher and coach as well. It would seem to be with the demands of your schedules that there was little free time. When there was, what activities or hobbies outside of the playing fields did you enjoy doing as a couple and as a family?
Yes, my first college degree was in exercise science, and I ran a hospital wellness center when we first met. And so, yes, I helped him kind of develop his conditioning program for his team. And then I coached for 13 years now, and then I ended up coaching for the high school and junior high. I coached cross country and track. And so we actually both got to coach junior high track together when some of our girls were going through there, which was fun. As a family, we're just all extremely active people. We had a boat. So, and Jeff and the girls actually painted together. He had a painting business in the summer. So when he wasn't doing camps or running practices and stuff through the summer, he was busy painting, and he employed all three of our girls. Our youngest was pretty little still when he passed away, but so very active. The girls all participated in track. Two of them have done college track. One's just starting. And so we would go like on USA track and field national meets. And so we'd stop in towns on the way and go for runs as a family to keep the girls warmed up, ready to go, and played a lot together. Yard games, board games, like I said, skiing, snow skiing, water skiing, and just were active a lot.
So what was Jeff's favorite part of being a coach?
I think his favorite part would be just getting to be a part of the lives of his athletes. He truly developed a heart for each kid that he coached. And, you know, with everybody, you connect with a little deeper because of maybe closer interests or what. But I think his biggest thing was just getting to help these kids come into his program. He taught them all, especially in wrestling, but I think he did it in other sports too. But wrestling was his main love, and he just kind of got a lot of his kids to love the sport and then be able to take the gifts and talents they had and become as good as they possibly could with where they were. And I think he really loved seeing the kids reach goals in the wrestling and football and other things he coached world, but also just in their personal lives, you know, just learning to be strong young men in what they did and in their lives.
What do you want people to remember most about him as a coach and a person?
I think one of the biggest things about Jeff are two words that start with an I. He had a lot of integrity, and he was also very intense. Jeff had a gift to be incredibly intense. Even with his wife and daughters, he could be incredibly intense at times, but he didn't lose his temper. He was really good at staying even keeled and getting his point across without having to get out of control with his emotions. So he was one of the most intense people I've ever been around, yet he could be calm and in control without getting angry and out of control with his intensity. So I think he modeled that really well to his kids. And I actually see kids that have been a part of his program that are grown men now kind of emulating that in their own way. And I think that's a really big thing that he passed on, was just the way he was who he was.
So we've been visiting with Dina Giles, wife of 2019 KWCA Hall of Fame inductee, Jeff Giles. Mrs. Giles, thank you for taking the time to join us today. Congratulations and best wishes to you and your daughters.
Thank you.
This has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA Podcast. I hope to see you in Salina this weekend at the 2019 KWCA Fritz Noor Fall Clinic. Until next time, thanks for listening.